Welcome back. Ron and Minnie and the Car Doctor here to answer your questions. But right now, let's hold up on phone calls at 855-560-9900 because we've got something very special for you. We all know, and we all have that conversation each and every week, you and I, in regards to information and how we go about repairing cars. We just had a call from Greg up in upper New York State with the 06 Toyota Corolla, and he's working on his daughter's car with a check engine light on and a P0171 for the past 7 months, and there's four bulletins available for that vehicle. And I thought it was a perfect segue to lead into our next guest. That would be Aaron Cherrington from AllData. And Aaron is here to help talk to us a little bit about information and the need for it and where we've been and where we're going. Aaron, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir.
Good afternoon, Ron. Thank you for having me on today.
You know, we just had a call from a gentleman upstate New York. He's working on his daughter's 06 Toyota. And I know this is a little off our original conversation where we were going to go, but I thought it's a great segue. So here's a fellow working on, he's got a P0171 fault. He's got a 171 fault code. So he's out there on the internet and he's looking for fixes. So now the internet's the mechanic.
Yep.
And he missed the bulletins. He missed, you know, the understanding of freeze frame. He missed diagnostic procedure. And he's 10 months and two mass airflow sensors into this car and he's gotten nowhere.
Well, Ron, at AllData, we actually do have a solution to help a consumer like this gentleman, and it's called AllData DIY.
Okay.
So we have all the factory direct information available, such as original manufacturer's diagrams, diagnostic repair procedures with detailed component locations, wiring diagrams, current TSBs and recalls, even factory part numbers with labor estimates. We have it all available for the consumer.
And something like this is, I mean, listen, let's back up a second. 10 years ago, was there an AllData DIY 10 years ago?
That's about the time we actually introduced it. It was about between 7 and 8 years ago.
So it's grown, right? I mean, how have you seen it grow in the past 10 years? The demand is just escalating, correct?
Oh, absolutely. You know, for the consumers that choose to work on their car, you know, one thing I've learned in the 30 plus years I've been in and around this business is information fixes cars. So when you use, you know, factory direct information, you're more likely to get that car fixed faster.
When you were in the business, weren't you, Aaron? I mean, you turned wrenches for a couple of million years, right?
Well, I didn't actually turn wrenches myself, but I've been around the business for 30 plus years, starting when my parents purchased an automotive shop when I was 7 years old. So I would go there after school. I did a lot of the different jobs. Actually after college, we had six shops at that time. So I ran the shops as the VP of operations.
So by osmosis, you get what's going on here.
And absolutely.
If you had to face somebody at the counter that was working on their own car, and now it's 10 months in and the check engine light's been on and who knows what other faults accumulated, what would you say to that person to try and get them back on track? How would you explain what they're doing is wrong?
They might not have, obviously, the tools to diagnose and fix the problem correctly. They certainly wouldn't have the experience of working on a cars every day like most shops do. And they probably don't have the information required.
And that's sort of the key, right? I mean, if you're going to work on the car, have the information.
Yeah, absolutely, Ron. I said it earlier and a few minutes ago. It's one thing I've learned is information fixes cars. And sure, you got to have the skills and the tools, but you need the information to fix the car correctly.
So, just out of curiosity, and I'm hoping Greg is, you know, still listening. I don't want to make him feel really bad, but how much is it, your subscription to AllData DIY?
You can actually buy a year subscription for a single vehicle for $26.95.
So under $30.
Yep.
You know, now when you say single vehicle, is that single brand, or in his case, it was an 06 Toyota Corolla, it would cover that 06 Toyota Corolla?
Exactly. It's a year, make, model combination.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
And, you know, as a family discount, if he works on other cars within his family, he can purchase an additional subscription for $16.95.
Now, where does that information come from? Are you taking it right from the professional stuff? Are you taking it right from what I see on a day-to-day basis in the shop using all data?
100%. Yeah, it's all OEM-sourced information, so we get it from the manufacturers. And it is essentially the same information, Ron, that's used by 80,000 shops, you know, across North America at this point, as we're the oldest and the largest OEM information provider. But it is the exact same information, just limited to his vehicle, his 06 Toyota Corolla.
I think there's one change in there that I think you do this, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think one of the things that really attracts me to an all data is the fact that you'll take some of that OE information and, like, the wiring diagrams, you make it easier to understand, and you also index things. You standardize it. And that's important for the listeners to know that. That is an advantage to a product like All Data, because if you start looking at, you know, Toyota does it different than Honda, that does it different than GM, that does it different than Ford. And, you know, there are some sources out there where I can use, you know, OE level, same thing as the dealer's looking at, and it's very difficult to navigate, where you guys re-index it.
Yeah, I mean, we re-index it and make it easier to find primarily as well. I mean, today, you know, we did a tabulation run recently. We have about 50 million documents available.
Wow.
Right? One of the keys is getting to the document you need as quickly as possible. So we spend a lot of time indexing. We use a standardized taxonomy to organize the information, all to help make you find that information faster.
Now, in terms of finding information faster, Aaron, for those of you just tuning in, we're talking to Aaron Charrington from All Data. There's a movement underfoot at All Data that you want to get also into experience base. You want to do what this gentleman did with the 06 Toyota, but you want to put it into some kind of parameters where it's a controlled environment, experience-based diagnostics, so that it's not just the internet and everybody that can type at a keyboard telling you what's wrong with the car. There's some, what's the word? There's some regulation to it.
Yep. And a couple of years ago, I would have described our products as static, where we're moving towards what I'll call more interactive products. For example, the feature you're referring to is our community. We actually have a community of about 80,000 shops, professionals that are using All Data, professional data. And they actually, we have 86,000 members now that have joined the community, and where they can ask each other questions and then answer questions and rate them as far as the answer goes. So it's a much more interactive product. Go ahead.
I was going to say, in terms of, It's not everybody's opinion. Things are controlled, so you're more likely to get correct, solid information than, well, I think it was this because it was Tuesday.
Yep, exactly. Each one of the what we call verified repairs is actually verified by either one of our technicians or the technician that actually submitted the question.
Right.
So he'll tell us this solution fixed this problem.
Now,
additionally, we also have a hotline available, staffed by ASE Master Techs, available for professional garages to call in when they're stuck on a problem. That's called All Data Tech Assist.
Interesting. Wow, you guys are really cranking it up. You're taking it to the next level.
Yeah, and the other piece of interactivity I'll tell you about, Ron, is All Data Mobile. We actually have a mobile version that's runs on tablets, whether it's an iPad or an Android tablet, et cetera, combined with an OBD2 dongle. So we're actually interrogating the car and then automatically pairing the results, like that P171, with all of the factory relevant information regarding to doing a search on P171 for that car.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to leave it here, but Aaron, going forward, we're going to get you back. I want to talk a little bit more about All Data Mobile next time around, because I think there's a lot more there than the next minute can afford me to allow you to talk about it. But real quick, is All Data DIY something they can purchase online? Is there a website?
Yep. Yep. If you go to simply AllData DIY, which stands for do it yourself, alldatadiy.com.
Perfect.
Has all the information and how to sign up.
Perfect. Listen, Aaron, I appreciate you taking the time this weekend, and I want to thank you and everybody at AllData for what you do to make my life easier and for everybody else out there trying to fix cars. And I want to wish you a good weekend the rest of the weekend.
Likewise, and thank you for having me on, sir.
You're welcome, sir. We'll be talking again. I'm Ron Ananey in the Car Doctor. We are back right after this.